Well, as Master of Ceremonies, I volunteered to be the introducer this morning, since I think I can probably do a fair job of introducing Anne to the community. Not that you don't already know her very well, but I love to put things the way of course she will be doing when she presents the scripture. She'll be putting it in context. And so I am going to offer you a visual as well as a verbal context for her introduction this morning. And it's going to begin by saying she's a California girl. And in fact, she was a brownie back in the days when black and white photos were being taken, right? And then, of course, when she hit the wonderful teenage years, I think, I did not know her yet, but she went to England with her family and went to high school in England, and that was interesting, a broadening experience. Somehow or other, I was lucky enough to hook up with her in 1967, and that's a picture of the two of us as a young engaged couple, and boy, were we happy. And then, wouldn't you know, a couple of years later, along comes daughter number one, Larissa, and we had a son then in 1972, and his name was John, and sometimes Larissa was actually pleased to have a little brother. Sometimes, not all the time. And then the kids grew, as they're wont to do, and that's a picture of us in 82 in Brussels. And I love those outdoor cafes, don't you? And along came 84, and Anne decided I better get serious about theology. And so she went to the Pope's own theology school in the United States, which is called the Pontifical College Josephinum. And she and Marlene Domo, two of the only two women in the master's program, ended up being the co-valedictorians of their class. So they got to march at the head of a line. Now, all those little people you see in the back there, those are all the priestinos, the little priests, right, in formation. But they couldn't hold a candle to these two women, I have to tell you. This is a bit of a summary from her curriculum vitae, and you can see that her main, besides having all kinds of eclectic education all over the place, and different degrees, Anne's master's in theology was with an emphasis on biblical studies. And she now lives, I'm sorry, that was a good one. That was with her mother. Yeah. Her mother and father are the reason why we're here, because they live here still, and they're very elderly now. That was taken a few years ago. And our entire family, to put everything in context, includes children who have married outside the country, so to speak. Our daughter Larissa married a man from Germany in the Lutheran tradition. Our son John married a young woman of South Indian parentage. And so we've had to stretch our sense of what is good and acceptable in God's garden of creation. It's no longer just the Catholic enclave.
Is it time for a blessing?
We heard ye rivers bless the Lord in the canticle of Daniel, and I have for you you can come on up, you know. You all want to stand up? I have a blessing, which is actually the healing rivers send down your waters, okay? And I'm going to do it like a call and response, the old way. So just send your good vibes to Anne and echo everything I sing. Oh, healing river,
oh, healing river,
send down your waters.
Send down your waters.
Send down your waters.
Send down your waters.
Wanna end our guest.
Wanna end our guest.
Oh, healing river.
Send down your waters,
that through her words,
souls are yearning.
Our souls are yearning.
No seed is growing.
In the barren ground.
Healing river. Send down your water.
Healing river.
Send your waters down. Oh yeah. Let the seed of wisdom awake and flourish. Let the deep roots nourish. Let the tall stalks rise. Healing river. Send down your water. Healing river. From out of the skies. Healing river. Send down your water.
Healing.